It's good to be back, you know, on the field and, you know, back out here with my teammates and the guys and just, you know, working towards a common goal again. And, you know, just to be able to focus on football and enjoy the game of football and move forward.
Yeah, you got asked this earlier, but Sharice, but just can you comment on Leon with some returning kicks out there and it's something he's done?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have him on board. Here's a guy who's a true professional, the way he approaches his craft. He's very detail-oriented, so we're just happy to have him here. And, you know, hopefully he can give that phase of the game a boost for us this year. But, you know, we got to work at it one day at a time and try to improve each and every day.
Didn't want to ask this in front of a billion people, but I'm going to ask. I'm just curious, if, like, you've basically been praying for Aaron Hernandez.
I've been praying for everybody involved by that situation. I mean, it's such a tough situation. Your heart goes out to, obviously, Mr. Lloyd's family and everybody who's been affected by it. But, you know, I just pray that God brings healing and restoration to everybody who's been affected by that situation. You know, in times like this, you know, I believe we just have to have faith that God's in control and hopefully, you know, he'll resolve all this. He's the only one who can. I firmly believe that. So, you know, I'll continue to be praying for everybody that's been affected by it, including me and my teammates, and, you know, just hope for the best.
Have you reached out to Aaron at all, being the man of faith?
Get rid of that umbrella?
No.
You have any peace on it?
How have you, as a captain on this team, how have you helped your teammates move forward?
You know, I think it's something we can't try to hide behind what happened. I think, okay, we acknowledge it, and we talk about it, and, you know, obviously guys are hurt, people are hurt, and, you know, you can't try to sweep it under the rug, so you talk about it. You try to get peace of mind as best you can in a situation like this, and then you try to move forward. And, you know, as a team, as tough as it may be, we're going to try to move forward. And, you know, we're not going to try to minimize what happened. You know, things in life happen sometimes. You don't understand why. But, you know, it's happened now, and we're just trying to focus on the guys here and move forward.
Matthew, where were you when you found out, and what was your initial reaction about Aaron?
You know, I don't want to get too much into that. You know, there's a lot of, you know, pending litigation and things that are going on, so I don't want to get too far into that.
Have you followed the television coverage of it? I mean, it's kind of crushing me. Have you seen it?
I haven't watched
it. How much can football, getting back on the field, be part of the healing process of it all?
I think a little bit. I think, you know, to kind of be able to get away out here and play the game that we enjoy and love so much. So it definitely did everybody's spirit good today to get out here and back to football and just focus on the Patriots and trying to improve as a team and focus on the 2013 season.
It's early. There's been a lot of turnover, but based on what you've seen with new wide receivers in, how do they look?
You know, it's like you said, it's early. So, you know, we've just got to focus on, as a team, not only as a position group, but as a team, trying to get better each and every day. We're very far from where we need to be to accomplish our goals. So our job is to come out here and work to improve each and every day and see what happens when we start strapping it up game day.
As much turnover as there's been, do you see this as an opportunity to kind of make a big step forward in your career?
I got to continue to try to do what they asked me to do. That's what I've always done in my career, and I think it's worked out okay thus far. So I just got to be ready whenever my number is called. If you see me back there at safety, backpedaling, if you see me running around, if you see me with my hand in the ground, you know, my role on this team is to do what I'm asked to do to help this team have success. So whatever that is, I'm going to do it.
Matthew, coach was talking earlier about
a couple more questions, guys.
Plays coming in, the great plays, pick one thing to improve on year to year. Mm-hmm. You know, and they work hard to do that. So, is there anything, one specific thing you?
Well, I always challenge myself, you know, obviously to improve at whatever position I'm working at, so whether it be receiver or safety, who knows? But and obviously special teams, but you know, for me as a captain of the special teams, I feel like I can improve as a leader. I can definitely improve my play. You know, I feel like every year there are plays left on the field that I feel like I should make and should be able to help my team do. So, you know, I think for me, fundamental-wise, in the special teams department, I can always improve. I'm far from where I feel like I can be.
How do you improve as a leader?
I think just understanding guys and building relationships with guys. I think a good leader is able to relate to everybody. And, you know, you got guys that are coming from a lot of different backgrounds. So I think in the relationship department, I can do a better job of knowing how to encourage guys or knowing when to give guys a little bit of a kick. So, you know, it's a process. It's an ongoing process.